Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
And welcome in, hour number two of Radio Night Live every Saturday. I'm so thankful for my entire staff, my Monday through Friday staffers that have helped, my weekend staffers, and the whole team pulling together. Because while we're in the coronavirus configuration, and Governor Cuomo thought it would be fun to extend it to June 13th, we have some challenges in getting our TV and radio ends together. So wherever you are with us, I'm just know how grateful I am for Alex Garrett and Matt Sambolin and Ivan Quinones and Nick Riccio for making these broadcasts so timely, so necessary, and so perfect every single week. It just is a great joy to have them as partners in this journey together. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to continue the expose of the Russia collusion Flynn Obamagate, as the president called it. Later this hour, the attorney for Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, will be with us. We've also got Kristen B. Tate slated. But first, we're going to talk with Kimberly Strassel, who's got some reactions to this leaked audio from George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
I was aware that there was, that they asked for an investigation.
I was aware
of
something.
I know
sometime. I'm not sure exactly what. I can barely say it. My name is Joe Biden. I'm running for president. I'd like your vote. Text 3302. 468 to something. I'm not sure. Anyway, welcome to a very busy Thursday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a packed show today, friends. Kelsey Bowler is here from the Independent Women's Forum. She's got a breakdown on the Adam Schiff problem, which is that basically everything he's said to the press for the last 3 years was factually opposite of what the truth was. We'll delve into that more specifically with her. There's also some news on the Republican convention. It is going to go forward. In 100 days, they are going to hold an in-person convention in North Carolina. We'll talk to the head of that operation. But I want to turn first to the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel, because I told you at the start of the Trump administration, as I was doing my own reading and my own following of the day's events, there were only a handful of people that I really trusted on the facts day to day, and Kimberly is at the top of that list. She writes the Potomac Watch column for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us safely socially distancing herself from the Beltway as best she can. Kimberly, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Kevin, it is always great to be here.
So this is almost an impossible task for me to ask of you, but with what we have found out in the last 48 to, say, 72 hours, maybe even the week previous, when Mr. Grinnell started giving permission for certain things to be unsealed, and Barr and Durham really began to delve deep, and we're starting to get a little bit more of an understanding of what their investigations are going to turn up, what do the American people, who have a short attention span, what's most important that they're learning right now from the events going down in the nation's capital?
Well, here's what I think the big top line takeaway is over the past couple of weeks. With both the withdrawal of the Flynn case, but also the release on Wednesday of these individuals in the Obama administration who had unmasked General Flynn as he was coming into office as National Security Administrator. The big takeaway is that the FBI did bad things, but it looks as though the FBI wasn't in on this itself. Gulf alone, that there were partisans within the Obama administration that were engaged in this sandbagging of General Flynn right alongside law enforcement. And that is just something that really ought to concern everyone, because a politics is supposed to stay out of the Justice Department, and here it looks like they were closely sleeping together.
I would say that no one should be surprised that they had paid attention during the Obama administration's term. I mean, he weaponized the IRS. He was not opposed to ignoring certain trends or tendencies or stories or items of importance that he wished. What made the campaign of 2016 and the ultimately, I don't know, attempt to squash Flynn and the Attorney General Sessions and eventually even proceed all the way through impeachment? I mean, this was like one big trail of wrongdoing that the DOJ was kind of all mixed in through from the very beginning.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Kevin. My new way of trying to figure out what is truth in Washington is just to take whatever Democrats are accusing the Trump administration of and then just assume that was, in fact, what they did. The projection is astonishing. And it's almost a 100% accuracy in terms of sort of like just discerning what really happened. But, you know, look at, yes, your point about this. But nonetheless, it is mesmerizing the sweep of the snooping that was going on against Michael Flynn. Let's just look at some numbers and dates because they're actually really important.
Okay.
Well, we got this list from Rick Grenell, released by two senators, I should point out, but 39 separate officials within the Obama administration unmasked Michael Flynn, listened to his conversations with foreign actors. Of those 39 that collectively, they lodged almost 50 unmasking demands between November 30th and January 12th. Now, that's the first big date, November 30th. We keep getting told that the reason the FBI was interested in Mike Flynn was because of this conversation he had with the Russian ambassador. That didn't happen until December 29th. Now we found out that they were monitoring his conversations for an entire month earlier than that. In fact, nearly all of the unmasking requests come prior to the date at which he actually had that conversation with the Russian ambassador.
So they were tracking him.
Yeah, they were tracking him. And look, here's what I think happened most likely. You've heard the term reverse targeting.
Right.
Right? So, you know, we've been told that they never got a FISA on General Flynn, that they were investigating him for counterintelligence reasons on the Russia front. They didn't get a FISA on him because they knew no judge would ever sign off on it. They
not
didn't
in their right
buckets.
Mind. No.
No.
A three-star general.
Yeah, and they were going to close the case on him, you know, at any time here because they couldn't find anything. However, what do you do if you can't get a judge to sign off on a FISA warrant? You assume, you begin to wonder, well, who would this guy naturally be talking to outside of the country? We'll monitor their phone calls, and then we'll get to hear what he's saying. That's called reverse targeting,
okay.
And I think it's pretty clear that that is likely what was going on here. From about 10 days after General Flynn was named as incoming NSA advisor, you start to see all of these unmaskings. Why would that happen unless they were purposely trying to keep track of what he was doing?
And of course, Flynn was but the tip of the spear because he would have been, he would have discovered their wrongdoing. They had to get him out of the way. They had to get Sessions out of the way. They compromised him with the really nothing meeting with the Russian in his office that really had no. Sessions never really needed to recuse himself, but he was trying to, in my estimation, be the honorable guy and do the right thing. And then that allowed them this kind of free playground to go with the Mueller probe, to go with the Ukraine nonsense. Everything that came after that was because the people that knew or would have been in position to know had been sidelined.
Correct. And I think that that is one of the big takeaways here is that they knew what they were doing from the start. and you know, this is a problem with the questions about should Sessions have resigned. Nobody had the information
right.
That the main actors here had. And they were using that to their advantage all along, staying one step ahead. They were sidelining people who might call them out. Jim Comey, from the first time he sat down with the president and wrote down his memo to go put it in a safe was building an insurance policy and building up to the moment in which he would get exposed, probably would get fired, and then was going to engineer a special counsel so that they could keep it going for another couple of years. They had this planned.
Well, and you know, there's a long time saying when government's involved doing bad things that usually negligence or ignorance and the inability, the lack of competence is usually what rules the day over purposeful wrongdoing. In this instance, it's exactly the opposite, and they were from the beginning doing everything they could to keep from relinquishing their power hold on Washington, and it's backfiring fabulously and giving a whole new definition to what fake news is when you consider the media's role in all this. Kim, we didn't even have a chance to touch on that, but I appreciate your breakdown for us, and I want to push everyone to read your column tomorrow, because you've got an even better explanation of what it all means. Look for it, Barr versus the Beltway. It'll be in tomorrow's journal, and Kim Strassel, author of Resistance at All Costs. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, and yet to come this hour, a Grammy winner. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Radio Night Live, the coronavirus configuration continuing as we unmask the unmaskers. One of the first people impacted by this was General Flynn. We'll get into that deeper with Sidney Powell just momentarily. But I also want to just let you know something. Very special conversation coming up at the end of the hour with someone who just notched his 36th number one Billboard song of his career. And you might be surprised at what it is. Michael W. Smith will be with us at the end of the hour, just for a couple of minutes. I hope you'll stick around for that. All right, unmasking the unmaskers, that has really taken on new meaning, given that there was so much wrong done to people like General Mike Flynn. Let's delve into it.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Dirty cops tormented General Flynn.
Does it trouble you that the FBI said we got to get Flynn to lie? Doesn't that trouble you as a journalist? And not only that, as an American citizen.
Well, it's certainly something worth reporting. It's not my job to say whether or not it's troubling.
That dude was so in over his head. Okay, in order, that was Senator Chuck Schumer reminding us that the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday of getting back at you if you get on their back. Side. That was President Trump from last week saying that dirty cops were involved, and we kind of know who those people are. We kind of think we know James Comey and Andy McCabe certainly were involved, probably also Strzok and Page, amongst others. We will discuss all that. And then that last bite was Kayleigh McEnany pushing back in the press room, her first briefing last week, with pretty good force, saying, you know, shouldn't you be getting the truth? Isn't that the bottom line? Joining me now is former federal prosecutor and newly hired General Flynn counsel, Sidney Powell, who is also a co-author of Conviction Machine. And Sidney, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Kevin McCullough Radio. I'm glad we get to have this chat. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about what the rationale was for General Flynn to change lawyers, and how did he find you? What was the circumstance under which he finally said, enough with these guys, I want Sidney?
Well, he really found me through the first book I wrote, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, and a seminar I did in Dallas at some point with that his brother attended. His brother Joe was gotcha. At it. And Joe and I spoke briefly about the situation. Plus, I'd written a number of articles on General Flynn's case for the Daily Caller, I think it was,
gotcha.
From the time Judge Emmett Sullivan entered the case, because Judge Emmett Sullivan is the judicial hero of my book, License to Lie, because he turned the Stevens case around and had the government produce exculpatory evidence that showed Senator Ted Stevens was innocent, then appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the Department of Justice because of their misconduct in that case.
Which was all pretty eye-popping. And here
yes.
you are finding yourself dealing with the same types of issues, failure to turn over exculpatory evidence. And Sidney, so I've got a couple of questions. One, that this was kind of the practice that the Justice Department thought it could get away with is kind of telling in and of itself. I'd love your reaction to that. But secondly, how incompetent were the general's original attorneys that they didn't even push for this?
Well, I don't want to comment on that other than what I've already put in our pleadings now that can be found on my website at sidneypowell.com.
Gotcha.
S-I-D-N-E-Y. But we have alleged their ineffective assistance of counsel in any number of ways. including failing to give him information that he needed, failing to request Brady documents, which is the exculpatory evidence that he was entitled to, waiving his Brady rights, and their conflict of interest because they did the Foreign Agent Registration Act filing that was quickly used by the special counsel to threaten him with false statements in that document that Covington had independently researched and worked with multiple other attorneys on and only spoken to Flynn about twice. But yet the special counsel was decided to allege false statements there, and Covington essentially wound up subscribing to the government's Flynn lied to his lawyer's theory of prosecution instead of pushing back hard on the fact there were no false statements at all, which is really the situation. The government made up the false statements.
Well, and that's problematic. What do you think the ultimate goal of the Justice Department at the time? And again, it was headed by Comey was FBI director. You had the kind of cast of characters beneath him that were all those upper level people whose names we now know that we probably never would have under normal circumstances. But McCabe and Strzok and Page. But you also had some former cabinet level people with Brennan and some of those guys. So what was the end play here? Were they just trying to hurt General Flynn, or were they trying to undo something that the American people had done?
It was a twofer. To borrow an old Texas expression, they really wanted General Flynn out of there. It was crucial for them to get him out for a number of reasons. The Obama administration people came to hate him because when he was head of Obama's Defense Intelligence Agency, I mean, remember, Flynn, the whole Flynn family were lifelong Democrats.
Right.
But he was an honest person who spoke out against the ISIS characterizations made by President Obama, was trying to warn everybody that it was a much more serious problem than they wanted to admit. He knew where all the problems were with Benghazi. He had exposed the problems in the Afghanistan war. That's on the Afghanistan Papers website for the Washington Post, even a lengthy interview he gave there that was blowing the whistle on that. He was outspoken about everything that was going wrong in the Defense Intelligence Agency. So he became a target even before he left the Obama administration as Defense Intelligence Agency head. And then add to that him joining with the Trump campaign, he would have found out as National Security Director or National Security Advisor almost immediately about all their misconduct in the Carter Page FISA applications, yeah. Their abuses of the National Security Agency information system and database, all their illegal spying on people, their use of it for political purposes. He would have learned it all, and he would have had a fit. Plus, he'd already made clear he was going to audit the intelligence agencies because they were running billions in off-book operations, Brennan in particular. I mean, he was going to clean it up, and that's the last thing they wanted. So on August 15, Strzok and Page text each other about the insurance policy they discuss in McCabe's office. On August 16, they opened the file on General Flynn that they knew they had no basis to open from the emails and information that's been disclosed by the government in the last 10 days to us. And on the next day, we just learned from the Inspector General's report in December, they sent an FBI agent into what was supposed to be a trusted presidential briefing of nominee Trump and two other people solely because General Flynn was one of those two people. They wanted to collect information from him and assess his mannerisms in case they ever needed to interview him later, i.e. if Trump was elected president and Flynn wound up in the White House. So it's very clear now that Flynn was the beginning of the insurance policy, probably the most important aspect of it. But of course, they then had to carry that through the Russia collusion hoax and the obstruction of justice hoax investigations that Mr. Mueller started, because they knew by the time Mueller came into the picture that the whole Russia collusion hoax was nothing.
Sydney, hold that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we are speaking with Sydney Powell at Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion Heroes Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list! If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you.
Pretty remarkable series of events that Sidney Powell just laid out for us going to break. Very honored to have the counsel that has actually brought justice to General Flynn. Though even saying that, there seems to be, in my own heart, a bit of a pang because I don't know that he'll be able to get justice. How do you get 3 years back? How do you get all of the resources back that you had to spend to try to fruitlessly defend yourself at first, only to find find out that not only had your lawyers messed things up and not gotten the exculpatory evidence that they should have for your benefit, but that there was actually a much larger conspiracy at play, and you were just a cog in the wheel of all of it. Sidney Powell is the former federal prosecutor who helped General Flynn uncover exactly what needed to be uncovered, and we have not yet discussed about what comes next. I'm very interested in what she has to say about that. Her new book is called Conviction Machine, and I have not yet read it. I don't even have my hard copy of it yet, but I did get a PDF preview, Sidney, so I'm looking forward to delving into that in the days to come. Talk to me about, as the process was going through, as you were coming on to Team Flynn, did you experience obstacles in that process, and how did you kind of from the get-go set out, you know, what your plan of action was? Did you already kind of have a roadmap of where you thought the holes in the theory were, and you could just go straight to it? Okay.
I knew I had an innocent client from the beginning. I knew that nobody looks at Brady issues the way I do. And
well, evidently not. And you've had some big success with that. I mean, the two cases that you've talked about on this show are massive in terms of importance.
Yes. But you have to be willing to do the work and fight the fight to defend an innocent client. In particular, there's no greater responsibility than representing an innocent person against egregious government misconduct. So, I mean, I knew it was going to be a slugfest, but the first thing I looked for was what the government had produced after Judge Emmett Sullivan entered his standing Brady order. Was the only time they started really producing anything. There was not a single document produced before that. There was only a last minute, literally 11th hour telephone call from the government to Covington lawyers to make two bare bones and frankly misleading disclosures before they also had coerced, and when they had also coerced, General Flynn to sign the guilty plea under threat of indicting his son the next day and giving them both the Manafort treatment if he didn't plead. And so recently we found even documentation that there was a secret side deal between the Covington lawyers and the government to keep that agreement to not prosecute Michael G. Flynn secret, so the judge would not know it had been coerced, and so primarily expressly, so Mr. Van Grack would not have to disclose to any future defendant against whom General Flynn might testify that was part of the plea deal, which is another egregious ethical and legal violation.
Yeah, put simply, everybody, including his team, were all on the other team.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's certainly the way he felt as it went on.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was start looking at the Brady information that had been disclosed after Judge Sullivan entered that order. And that didn't start happening until 3 months or more after they had coerced General Flynn's guilty plea. And then they kind of dribbled out some things by way of summary and other document production, plus the stroke page text messages and their affair and their firings exploded in the news the very day after General Flynn's plea was coerced, which I'm sure is why they put the pressure on him to plead as quickly as he did, because they knew that was going to break open. They could only keep the lid on that so long once the press got a hold of it.
Right.
So everything changed, frankly, the day after he entered his plea, and it was obvious to me they'd been hiding all this stuff.
I want everybody to get your book, Conviction Machine. And Sidney, I want to welcome you back at any time to talk about that further. But I want to ask you, in the limited time I have left, just a couple of minutes, what's next for General? He has given his entire life for this country, 3-star general, 4 bronze stars, recognizing his service. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody. What comes
exactly
next? What comes
and
next
it has happened to other people. It has happened to a lot of people that don't have the resources, the moral support, the family support, or anything else that he's had. I expect, frankly, the government is going to have to come forward and move to dismiss the case against him for their own misconduct. We've been told to expect more documents this week that exonerate him even more. I know the FBI made up the alleged false statements. They are the only ones who made any false statements. And I think that's all going to be come out within this next week.
That's going to be, well, we'll be keeping our eye open for that as well. Friends, get her book, Conviction Machine. And Sydney, please come back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Powerful stuff today. Thanks for being here.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me. And first, I need to read License to Lie.
Okay, get both of them. Get everything that Sydney wrote. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Radio Night Live continues. Kristen B. Tate and later, Michael W. Smith.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So glad to have you with us, Radio Night Live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
I was aware that there was, that they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it.
That's all, folks. That's Uncle Tweety, Joe Biden. I think, actually, when the Cambridge or Oxford's publishers update their dictionaries at some point and they use the word, they create the term word salad, Joe Biden will have a picture in right there in that dictionary. Someone who may disagree with me because she's just lady enough to be polite when I'm sometimes not is Kristen B. Tate. Tate's Tate. She's with us all the time on Wednesdays. And Kristen, you know, the more that we learn from the documents that are being unsealed, the more we are having questions about that January 5th meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office, with the president and the vice president about what was discussed and just how much they did know about this fake investigation that was targeting their political opponents.
Yep, and you know what's pretty ironic about this, Kevin, is that for the last 3 years, we've heard Democrats screaming about how Trump has politicized the Justice Department and how, you know, we have the president going after his political enemies and, oh, it's the end of the world. It turns out it's the same leftists who are screaming about this who are doing it themselves for years. It's absolutely sickening, and I hope we find out the truth about what really went on. I believe Trump was targeted from a very high level, and his campaign was targeted from the highest levels, and the people need to know the truth about what actually happened.
Yeah, and you know, and this is my concern, Kristen, that we've gotten so used to the kind of enmity of the two parties and the back and forth and the bickering that it's almost like the average person doesn't understand that this isn't just other white noise from the politics arena. These were grave betrayals of American standards, expectations, law, how we handle ourselves, how we treat our opponents, and in fact, it was something that Nixon lost his presidency over. I just hope that we don't lose the understanding of the grave seriousness of these violations.
That's right. And I just want to point out again, the media has been squawking for years now that Trump violates all the norms of the presidency and he's a threat to, you know, the way government functions. And they refuse to cover this about what went on in the Obama administration. It really says something about the motives of the media and frankly, the leftists we have in Washington, D.C. We knew it was bad, but really, Kevin, even I'm surprised at how bad it really is. So hopefully more facts will come out. I still have to tell you, though, regardless of how bad it was or how involved Joe Biden was in the politicization of this, I still think he's a weak enough candidate that, you know, we don't even need this to beat him in November because he can't even make it through a full sentence in a telecast from his own basement.
Dr. Word Salad, I'm saying it's just a jumbled pile of goop every time he opens his flapper. It's just interesting. Okay, so moving on. If they do reveal more of this, we will certainly be discussing that all the way through. Now, moving on, the other big thing on everybody's mind, Kristen, and I know that you personally were at least at, I don't know if you're still there, but at least portions of the quarantine, you've been in places other than home, and you've been, you know, kind of trapped. The whole country, I feel like the whole country is just trying to get out of this quarantine thing, and by Friday we may have like 36 states that are at least somewhat to mostly open now. How long do you think it is before the real weirdo blue states decide that they're going to go ahead and trust freedom and liberty and living to their populations again?
Well, L.A. just announced that they're going to enforce stay-at-home orders for the next 3 months, I believe. So it could be a while. And I've been writing about the decline of blue states and cities for a long time. You know, people have been packing up and leaving New York, L.A., Chicago for red states for a while, for years now, because of the tax laws that are very oppressive. But this COVID situation could actually significantly speed up that trend because people aren't even allowed to go to work. They're not allowed to live their lives in the these blue states. Businesses are going, they're shutting down permanently in places like New York. I read one report that estimated 30 to 40% of New York City's restaurants could permanently close because of this. So I believe that we're going to see a mass exodus from New York, Chicago, LA, and other Democrat-run cities on a scale like we have never seen before. And it could be very devastating to these blue states, not just because you're losing people and vibrant culture, but also, you know, their tax revenue is going to be, you know, fall off a cliff when we come out of it.
Hasn't the ultimate payoff always been, well, if I live in LA or New York or San Francisco or one of these places, I know I'm going to pay more in taxes, but at least I've got Manhattan. So I've got good restaurants and I've got Broadway and I've got the things that are, that, you know, you love about the city at your disposal. You take all that away and you keep the oppressive taxation in place. And, oh, by the way, you start taking away other people's civil liberties. Megyn Kelly said it on Twitter the other day. Nobody buys their shoebox apartment in New York City to stay in the apartment all summer. You buy the place so that you can be in the place. You buy the spot so you can have the luxury of the island at your disposal. And if we think that these populations are not going to either revolt, and I fear if they're not careful, they might be biting off more than they can chew. You're certainly seeing rumblings of that in Michigan. But if they don't revolt, then they're just going to leave. It's just not worth it anymore.
It's already happening, and not only that, but those who stay won't get to enjoy the vibrant culture because businesses cannot afford this much longer. So all those restaurants that we love in New York and bars and shows and theaters, unless the government can somehow give them indefinite stimulus checks, which it appears they can't do, these places will be shutting down permanently. Yeah. It's really sad. I've been saying, you know, I still think New York City is the best city in the world. But when we come out of this, that could start to not be the case anymore.
It's sad to realize. I was very proud of Senator Paul yesterday, by the way. He really stood up and said, we've got to look at other things besides the possibility of infection. If we don't take into account mortality rates, which are way below 0%, you know, the 1% in all age groups, then, you know, there's going to be other things that are going to take a very severe price out of the life that we live. And I don't think 36 states that are going to be open by Friday are willing to give those up just yet. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes the rest of them to get on board. Kristen B. Tate, always great insight. Thank you for your time today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
And we close out Radio Night Live with a special little visit, a little chat with Michael W. Smith coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, Kevin McCullough, one of the fun things I get to do every now and then are talk to people who I have great admiration for. See, a lot of newsmakers I know, but every now and then people that I know I have great appreciation for everyone who's been on tonight's show. Kristen B. Tate, Sidney Powell, Kim Strassel, Brian Kilmeade, Matt Whitaker, powerful lineup. But tonight is also fun because this last week, my next friend notched his 36th number one single of his career with the Billboard Top 100 chart. And it is not surprising, given that he's had 35 previous ones, that he would do it one more time. But I had a chance to just sit and ask him a little bit about that and also these new free concerts he's doing on Saturdays on his social media. Take a listen.
Every Saturday is worship around the world. It's amazing that just one particular night, we had 90,000 people, and eventually there's millions of people watching this, but literally 90,000 people watching this in time.
Together.
And you're sitting there going,
yeah.
I'm playing the biggest stadium in the world, and everybody's, there's 100,000 people watching all around the world. And it's crazy to think about that, you know, but the reach is pretty incredible. And so I just feel called to do it. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go record my ninth one. So we've done eight so far. So very, very grateful.
And that'll be tomorrow night on all of Michael W. Smith's social media. Facebook would be a good place to plant if you don't know where else to go and to do that. Well, Michael, congratulations also on your 36th Billboard number one. I mean, from what was the first one? Could He Be the Messiah or Friends or what was the first number one you had?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. Might have been Greatest of the Lord.
It could have been.
I'll have to go back and Google myself and find out which, because I really don't know. I honestly don't know what the first one was. But yeah, this Waymaker song's a really, really special song that my daughter Anna told me about, 2 years ago. It was kind of her go-to song. And discovered it had been written 4 or 5 years ago by a girl named Sinash from Nigeria that I'd never heard the song. And boy, how timely the song is with what's going on.
Certainly.
I mean, it just blows my mind. It just seems to be most everybody that I know, it's kind of their go-to song. They're kind of hanging on to it for the season that we're going through.
There's no doubt about that. The lyrics, and again, friends, if you're not a person of any type of faith in particular, I would encourage you to listen to the song anyway, because I think that you'll find some piece of encouragement in it that will speak to you at this particular point in time. Well, Michael, you're busy. You've got a worship around the world thing to go prepare for this weekend. Thank you for spending some time with us on this Friday, and congrats again on 36 number ones. And thank you again from the bottom of New York's heart for coming and doing your part.
Thank you very much. I love New York, and thanks for having me. Can't wait to come back.
Absolutely. Michael W. Smith with Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Wraps up another edition of Radio Night Live. Thanks for taking us with you on this busy Saturday night.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.